The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I forgot my wedding rings and yesterday and I felt naked. I did. I have to talk about this. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I wear my wedding rings every single day, but I also wear costume jewelry. Some real, some not, you know, a little whatever I want to put on. And we were driving to work and I said, oh my gosh, I forgot my wedding rings, and I felt it. I didn't remember it. I was on my phone looking for news, because we come in like an hour early to get ready and everything. I was like, why does my hand feel so weird? It was naked. It didn't have a wedding ring on. And I almost told Alder to turn back.
No, you did say to turn around, and I said, well, you're not married today.
Yeah, I know. He was like, hey, turn it around.
I'm not turning around.
Had it been my coffee, I would have said, you better go back, sir. He probably would have. But, you know, I just cannot be without it. It feels like a part of me. And when I'm on my phone, like searching, because I write everything we do on my phone. My phone is constantly open. I got the big letters going and everything because I don't want to forget, like a, you know, and the ring is so important to me. Not only does it remind me of you, Otto.
It's part of your identity.
It's, well, no, I just love it because you upgraded me. It's a nice big ring, you know? I'm just like, I love my ring. But no, it
don't
feels good. You don't wear your wedding ring, so I don't think you understand. What you always have on is your hat.
I wear a baseball hat all the time.
And people
or just a hat.
People are always shocked when you take it off because you have a lot of hair.
I've worn a hat since I was like six.
Don't you? You feel weird without it. We can't leave the house. So there's hats in every room. There's a hat in the foyer. There's a hat on the couch. There's a hat on the side table. There's a hat in the dining room. It drives me crazy, but I understand because
I have curly hair, so my hair's always been crazy. So I just, it's easier just to put on a hat and walk out the door.
Do you feel naked without your hat?
I feel weird sometimes. Like when we go like to the Grammys or the Oscars or whatever,
yeah, and
I can't wear a hat.
Can't wear a hat.
Sometimes I feel a little weird, but I never wore a hat to like high school or elementary school or anything because they wouldn't let you.
Dana, are you trying to convince Automatic to buy you another wedding ring like he buys hats?
No.
Oh. So you can just keep them around the house?
Actually, you know what? In a couple of years, I think you're right. It's time for another upgrade, honey. It's time for another upgrade.
I feel you, though, Automatic, with the hats, though. I wear my hat like some ladies wear their bras. You know, after a long day, there's nothing more relaxing than just taking it off and just,
It feels so good.
The second, what do I do the second I get home?
He throws his hat. Like, he just takes it off and tosses it like a bra.
Day's over.
Yep.
And then I don't mind. I've always worn a hat because I've always been self-conscious about my super big head. And it's funny when people ask me to take my hat off because I had that little red ring around my head from wearing it all day. Oh, my God.
Okay, so I've been wearing hats because the humidity gets my hair. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wear a hat and I don't have to worry about it. You have to develop calluses. I have a big mark
on
my
head.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want you to brag a little bit, ladies. I want to know, how did you upgrade your man? Seriously, you met him and now he's better. Like, how did you improve him? This is not just you thinking it. It's not just me seeing it. It's science. Vivian, too, she goes by your rich BFF on Instagram, is talking about it. Take a listen.
Psychologists did a relationship study over multiple years and found an interesting pattern. Close romantic partners can act as sculptors to help you reach your final form. They called it the Michelangelo phenomenon. They said, under the right conditions, there exists a version of you that's braver, kinder, funnier, essentially a better you or your ideal self. And when your partner perceives you as that ideal self and acts like that person already exists, you actually start to move closer to being that better version.
See, this is not a negative thing. This is a positive thing. I saw Otto and I saw him as the most amazing man, the most just spectacular person, and he turned into that because I sculpted him.
Basically, you're trying to say you saw my potential.
I did. I mean, you know,
it was like the draft, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to draft that guy because I feel like he can be somebody in 3 years.
I did what Belichick did for Tom Brady. I did for you.
Oh, that's okay.
Actually, you kind of nailed that. You kind of brought that home.
You know what? For sports analogies, that's like the best one I've ever had. Look, this isn't just about Belichick. I don't know what his name is. He's the guy that the old dude that dates the young woman.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, let me tell you, and we'll make fun. Like, I make jokes all the time about the look thing, right? Otto's always been very handsome, but he had this horrid haircut when I met him. It was.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it was bad. I'm going to find a photo and post it. And he used to wear these really giant polo striped shirts, and I got I donated one to Goodwill, and he went to Ross and found it again, and I was like, "What are you doing?" And wore it again. But those are simple things, right? Looks and or style. That's all one thing. He's a better man, and I'm a better woman. He saw me. In fact, Otto, you believed in me at a time when I don't know that I believed in myself. You saw me a certain way. And so together you can sculpt each other into, like, have you ever seen that sculpt? It's called Love. And you see the couple together and they're growing together. That's what this is in real life. It's a real thing. If someone loves you enough and perceives you as a wonderful person, you can become that.
I don't want to sound corny and sappy, but you know when Jerry Maguire says, "You complete me"? That's real. It's real. A woman really does complete a man. And I know that my shortcomings are nurtured by you. And I think, yeah, the teamwork makes the dream work, really.
Oh. Anthony, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I get what Anthony's saying. I hate listening to other people's relationships.
No, yeah. Automatic. You literally just let Dana just roast you for like two sentences and then sprinkle on a bunch of compliments.
How did I roast him? How am I roasting him? What are you talking about?
Why did you have to highlight his bad haircut and his polo jeans?
Because it was bad. If he wore polo jeans, I would have been happy. It was a polo that was at Ross that nobody wanted.
But you saw something. You looked at that piece of man meat and you're like, you know what? I could remove those jeans and I could make something out of that.
Yeah, I think his ex-girlfriend kept him that way so nobody would want him. I'm like, why are you like this? You know, the shirt was so bad it was still at Ross. You know, the one in the back. No.
It was in style, Dana. It was the style of the time, okay?
All jokes aside, I do believe what you're saying. I think if anybody finds the right partner, it's going to inspire you and uplift you to live to your highest form.
Yes. You see this person and everybody else might see whatever, but you see them as loving, as kind. I always knew Otto was a kind person. He's crass. He'll say things, you know, that he puts his foot in his mouth all the time, but he has the biggest freaking heart and he will do anything for the people he loves and even strangers at that. So anyway.
I was a lottery pick, Aunt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Telling your family how much you make and stuff, it can get difficult, right? It can get judgy. It can get a person asking you for a loan. There can be all sorts of things that go on. And when Ramon called in and said this, I thought, we have to have this conversation.
My stepkids kept asking me, like, how much you make? I think mom makes more than you.
Oh, my gosh.
And my wife was like, listen, none of your business how much he makes, how much I make. You know, he's fine. And it was for a while, like the whole family was like, hey, should he be doing a garbage job? Do they pay good? I'm like, dude, I make really good money.
Yeah. And you know, and then we kind of went back and forth about that doesn't matter. You're putting it in the same pot. Doesn't matter who makes more money, whatever. But the point of that was that he was alluding to is the kids were like, oh, you're a garbage man. You don't make any money. Yeah, you do. And not just that, you got a good pension. You got a retirement. You got good vacation. You got good. There's all kinds of things that come along with that. You got job security because we're trashy.
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds
of things. Trash isn't going anywhere.
I dislike the weirdness about certain blue collar jobs that people look down on, that you assume because somebody works in an office or in that kind of setting, they make more money or that their job is more valuable or, you know what I mean? And that's
I grew up, I lived it. My dad owned a pest control and tree service company, which can both be really profitable.
You're killing bugs.
Yeah. Killing bugs and cutting down trees.
Yeah.
They're not glamorous, but you can make a lot of money doing it if you do it well.
And he put four kids through college.
Yeah. And that was the thing is because my mom had a white collar job where she worked for this magazine, everybody thought that my mom was the breadwinner because my dad did this, and that was not the case. I mean, there were years that my mom did better, but once my dad got the company going, it wasn't even close.
It doesn't even matter though. They're together. They're putting it all in. You know,
as long as you're contributing positively to society, not being a bad human being, and your job is in with like legal standards, and you're doing good for your life, you should take pride and ownership in anything you do, regardless of what others believe.
Do you know how much those guys that do concrete do?
Oh my God. Yes, bro. And also, for me growing up too, I was always leaned into my creativity. And for me, I always felt that was going to be the path.
Right.
And looking back on it, it was never told to me that you could work like a plumber job or you could work work a blue collar job and still pursue creative endeavors. It was always like, you have to go to college in order to do this. But now you don't have to. You could go get a stable job where you could be like a HVAC, a plumber, electrician, and then also still pursue your creative needs and endeavors along on the side as well.
Mark Cuban just did a podcast recently where he said, you want to avoid your job being lost from AI? You be a plumber, be an electrician, do things like this. Ramon, who we talked to, AI is not going to be throwing our trash anytime recently. God, I can't believe I said recently.
They're on the way, the robots are coming.
AI is coming for my job.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It is time for What's Your Sign, and we have RJ. He's new to the Dana Cortez Show. Welcome, RJ.
What's up, RJ? Woo!
Thank you.
Excited to have you here. So before we even get started with our spiritual forecast for the week, how long have you been a medium, and when did you find out like you had psychic ability?
So I'm 36 years old. I've been doing this for, I want to say, about 20 years. I started when I was really young. My first shop I had when I was in high school, and I just remember always sensing things and knowing things and just being able to read the energies of the room.
Did you think that everybody had that? Or when did you realize, hey, I'm different? Like, something's different about me.
So I had a really amazing mom, and she never made me feel any different or any, you know, abnormalities. So I did at the beginning think that, you know, everybody could see spirits. Everybody knew what was going on until, you know, getting into school and all of that. And I figured out, I think I am a little bit different. But the gift that I have runs in my family. So everybody in my family is able to do this. It's just nobody has chosen to do it for, you know, for anybody else or for the public.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I love that. Okay. So what do we have as a collective coming for our spiritual forecast this week?
So I think as we go into this week, I think Spirit's going to be encouraging us to slow down, turn inwards, and kind of like prepare for all the changes that are coming up ahead. We're currently in the waning moon, which is when the moon is going downwards. And that's going to be basically when we're needing to release, reflect, and it's a strong time to let things go. It's going to be really a good time to focus on new beginnings and kind of like what we need to let go of, whether that's mentally, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, you know, anything like that. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest question we're going to have to ask ourselves this week is what have we outgrown? Like, what's been draining our peace? What relationships, situations, habits, like what boundaries are we needing to set a little bit stronger, especially this week? It's going to be really important to be honest to yourself and release what's not serving you anymore, whether that's people, jobs, anything that's just draining you. And I think a lot of people have been feeling drained these past couple of weeks.
Honey, talk about it, RJ. Please talk about it. But you know, something that's interesting when you said boundaries, letting go. It's so hard to do that. Even when you're in a space, relationship, job, like you said, whatever, blah, 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 where you're uncomfortable, man, you're used to it. You know, that change is scary,
it's
right?
It's hard to change.
Yes, it is hard, but it should serve you better, correct? Especially this
change
week.
Change is really scary for everybody, but I think right now, especially in the world we're living in, we need to be happy within ourselves. And I think sometimes, I mean, it's just time to let go. And I think your intuition knows when it's time. It's just our human brains that just don't want to release it. Like you said, it's become habit and it's become comfortable. But now it's kind of time to step out of that comfortability and go into where you really want to be.
Come on, Elsa, let it go. Okay, look, if you would like a reading with RJ, you can call us. He'll do a free reading here on the radio. 877-730-DCS1 and follow him on social media. And you will do readings, private readings. You do readings online as well, RJ, correct?
Yes, I do phone and in-person readings 6 days a week.
Okay, drop your social handle.
So it's actually on RJ's Mystics on Facebook, or you can actually call the shop directly to book.
Yeah, in person. So look, also on Instagram, RJS_Mystic SCC, and everybody forgot that. So just hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and I'll share all the details. Thank you so much, RJ. We love you, and we'll talk
You're
to you
welcome.
Next Monday. Thank you.
Thank Woo-hoo. You.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Northwest has canceled her tour. Now, she was going to be headlining alongside rapper Molly Santana. This is the daughter of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. 13 years old and obviously famous, right? She has millions and millions of followers
famous because
on TikTok
of her parents.
And Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, she's also pretty talented.
She's famous because of her parents.
Okay, yes, I'll give you that. But she's a great painter. I mean, she's an incredible artist. She learned how to paint from her dad, Kanye. She's making music. Kanye has been assisting her with that. Remember, one of his concerts, I can't remember where it was, but he pulled her up on stage. As she performed, a crowd went crazy. There have been a lot of attacks on this 13-year-old girl online because she pulled up to Paris Fashion Week with her nanny. She has piercings on her body. She had them on her legs. You can see the Band-Aids where I guess they had to remove them. And then some of the piercing on her hands, you can see that they had to be removed. And people are criticizing the parenting of Kim and Kanye because she's so young. But I think each parent knows their child and you make your own decisions. I cannot judge another parent because I made a lot of mistakes with my children that you can't see on their bodies.
I'm judging.
But she...
Oh. I would never.
You're not judging her. You're judging their parenting.
I'm judging, Kanye.
Okay,
and Kim,
because she's 13.
I would never judge her. She's a child.
She's a child. Yeah.
But to let your child get piercings at that age is, to me, is reckless. I can't believe that you would let somebody do that at that age. They don't even know better. They barely know how to wipe their own booty. How are you going to let them make the decisions to scar their body for life?
Well, you know, if you think about the Kardashians in general. They've been famous since they were children, right? You look at Kylie and Kendall. These young women now were children when they started their businesses. So is that why? I don't like it, but she's not my daughter. I would never let my daughters get ink, get piercings. I would not sign any paperwork or let them do it. But those are my kids. You got to do what you got to do.
Teenagers sneak off and do things on their own as well, too. I'm not going to say maybe her parents didn't know it was done until it was already done. I know a lot of my friends did that.
I mean, I remember people getting ink in school. I remember that. And Otto, yeah, you're one to talk.
But my
too
mom
bad
and
you
dad,
don't have a T-shirt just you could show that brand
but
you did.
My mom and dad did not condone it. They didn't say it was okay.
You're right, but like Anthony said.
Yeah, we don't know if that was the situation. You're right, but like the piercings on her hands and her legs and everything, I wouldn't make my daughter take them off before she left the house.
Okay, well you're not Kanye or Kim.
Exactly.
You know, maybe she canceled the tour because they have second thoughts on letting a 13-year-old go out there and.
That's the other thing. I would not let my 13-year-old go on tour. No. Sorry.
Well, our 13-year-old doesn't have that kind of talent to do that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Pepsi is coming to your shower. Otto will explain all of that in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
All right, so the government civilian cyber defense agency has warned of an increase in hackers targeting our water systems here in the U.S. Very scary. We're already getting the water shortages with data centers. I just found out how China does the data centers because, you know, they're working on AI as well. They do it in the desert and they use solar to power them.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Hello.
And then they just use air conditioning to keep them cool.
Yeah, that's it. The air conditioning is powered by the solar and wind energy that is on 24/7.
Well, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, get ready for some data.
Texas, everywhere. California, yeah. We could all do that in the desert. Why are they building them in cities? It makes no sense to me. That's what I'm saying.
I will say this. We went to a convention about water power supplies. They should be using that
years
one.
Years ago. There's just so many more alternatives rather than sucking the water from cities. So anyway, Trump, call me. What do we got for food news, DJ Automatic?
Pepsi's coming to your shower, and it's not what you think. It's not going to be like a shower beer when you're enjoying it after a nice hard day of work. It's going to be a body scrub and a body wash.
That smells like Pepsi?
Ooh. Yep. Well, one smells like vanilla. It's vanilla slushy body scrub, and then there's wild cherry body wash. So they teamed up with this company called Glamite to bring you these new things.
Yeah, I don't want to smell like a cola. I don't want to smell like a cola.
You don't want to smell like wild cherry?
Nah, I mean, I do like Pepsi Wild Cherry.
I think it smells good.
Wild Cherry Pepsi reminds me of middle school. That's all we were drinking in middle school, dude.
So BO and cherries, huh?
It reminds me of There's No Coke.
Oh, nice. Yep. Touché.
All right, what do we got for National Day, Anthony A?
We have National Grab Some Nuts Day.
Yummy.
Otto loves nuts, as you can hear.
I love me a good nut. White chocolate pecans, they're amazing.
You know entirely too much about flavored nuts. Otto, seriously, it's just odd at this point. All right, what are we moving on to next, Ant?
And we'll wrap it up on National Watermelon Day.
Okay, now there's something I like because I'm a big watermelon girl. When I was little, me and my friend Denise Hampton, when I went to go live with my mom, my Nana would come see me on the weekends to cook for me and everything, or I would go see her. I'd take a Greyhound bus. But anyway, we lived in government housing. We had the little backyard, and there was a patch of dirt. And me and my friend Denise Hampton would spit our watermelon seeds into the dirt. One weekend, my grandma gets there. My Nana says, Mija, you have watermelon growing. I said, what? It was the sweetest watermelon I've ever had. It was red and yellow watermelon.
Wow. Ooh.
It was so delicious. Yeah.
Look at you, you little hillbilly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.